Welcome to the Black Women in Infertility podcast. My name is Siobhan Coney and I am the founder of Black Women in Infertility Group. Today's podcast is on how to cope with the holidays while you're waiting on your promised baby. So I don't know about you guys, but the holidays came upon me quick. And I know that when the holidays arrive, I like to have a game plan because there's so much going on. You have invitations to holiday parties. It could be that annual traditional family dinner during the holidays. And that's usually when you see people that you haven't seen for a while. You know, you get together once a year and they cram like all these big questions in one frame of time. You know, how you been? How's work? How's life? How's married life? How's your last goals and dreams that we talked about? But the biggest question is, are you pregnant? Or when are you going to get pregnant? Now, I don't know about you guys, but I hate this question. I dread it. And it seems like, again, during the holidays, you know, you see people and they want to cram everything into like one dinner or one event. And so I just thought about some ways that we can navigate the holidays and that ever-pressing or dreadful question, when are you going to get pregnant or are you trying to get pregnant? So one of the tips I have is that I plan ahead. You know, I think about how I want to spend the holidays. Will I go to church? Will I attend that family dinner? Will I go to that holiday party? Or do I want to just sleep in? Like, it's really your choice what you want to do. So plan ahead, you know. Think about these invitations that have just come your way via email or call or text. And think about what you do want to attend and what you don't. And it's okay, whatever reasons you come up with. I think a lot of times, you know, we get an invitation, especially around the holidays, and we feel like we have to go to these different events or parties or even family dinners. And it's really up to you. You know, I can't stress enough how much the power is in your hands. You know, you have the control over the atmosphere that you're in. Or will be in the people that you surround yourself with and what you will allow in your space mentally and also physically and emotionally. So plan ahead. You know, list all these events or, you know, put them all on your calendar. And then as they come close, set a reminder and then just delete them, you know. And if you choose to, and then send out a nice email or text saying, you know, I got your invitation, but unfortunately I won't be able to attend. And you don't have to give a reason unless you feel like you want to. So that's one way of navigating the holidays and, you know, that question, when are you going to have a baby? Another thing or another tip is to make a list. Make a list of responses that you are going to give to that question, you know, because I don't know about you, but for me, I know that question is coming. A lot of people know, you know, that I've been wanting to conceive for a long time. And so that question comes up all the time. So make a list of responses that you'll have. And these are some of the ones that I've thought of. I think I only really used two out of this list, but I wanted to include many options for you guys. So one response is, when I get pregnant, I will let you know. I've kind of used variations of that response. Another one is, do you have any tips on how to get pregnant? Now, this is when you want to be like Shay Shay or sarcastic or a little shady with it. You know, it's like, do you have any tips? Because you and I both know what it takes to get pregnant. So if it hasn't happened, then it's not up, it's out of my control. Like, I'm trying. So that's a sarcastic response. Another one is, getting pregnant has been hard, but just know that we are working on it. And that's when you want to just be like, real and heartfelt with someone, or you feel comfortable enough with that person just being, being a little transparent and being a little vulnerable. That's a big one. I feel like you really have to feel comfortable saying that to the other person on the other end of that conversation. So another one is, I trust God's plan. Keep us in prayer. And I've used that one a lot. I think that's the one that I use the most, because being a woman of faith, people know that I believe God and I'm trusting God. And, that's just a way of saying, keep us in prayer. That for me, like, that's the biggest thing that people can do, other than even asking me the question, is keep me in prayer. Like, if you're praying, I'm praying, the will of God will be done. Another one is, I dread people asking me this question. Now, that is like a nice way of checking people. It's like, okay, you asked me this question, other people asked me this question, and I really don't like it. Like, like, back off a little bit, So that's a nice way of checking people, giving them that like shocking reality. And then the last one I came up with is, how is work going for you? That's a nice way of changing the subject altogether. Like, turn the attention back on the other person. And I guess that's a nice way of checking them. It's like not even going down that emotional road, and but letting them know that this is not something I want to talk about right now, or ever, if that's your choice. So these are a couple of tips, a couple of responses that I've come up with and that I've also used over the years. And again, I just want to stress that the power is in your hands. How you want to spend your time, the kind of atmosphere you want to be around, what you're willing or not willing to share, it's totally up to you. And feel empowered to make your own choices, okay? So my prayer is that this holiday will be filled with much love and joy, and it will be more sweet than it is bitter, okay? If you guys ever need to reach out to me, my email is blackwomeninfertility@gmail.com. We also have a private and confidential support group on Facebook. You can look for us at Black Women and Infertility, and just look for the private group, okay, or the closed confidential group on Facebook. Stay tuned. I have a lot of ideas and podcasts coming up in the coming year. I think I have about one or two podcasts left in the month of December, and then we kick off 2019. And God's been really laying some ideas and thoughts on my mind, and so I just say stay tuned, and look out for our podcasts. Feel free to message me if you need to reach me, if you have any questions or concerns. Remember that I'm here for you guys, and without you, I can't do it. It's really about me serving the women that are a part of my group and are part of this podcast. So I'm here for you. Thanks so much for listening, and until next time, be blessed.